This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today we begin the final message of 13 from the book of Joshua. It's where Joshua gives his farewell address to the people in chapter 24, and he tells people, he admonishes people, decide, choose this day whom you're going to serve. If it's going to be the pagan deities, the pagan gods of the land, serve them. But if it's the Lord, serve him. And then he makes that famous statement, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Let it speak to you today and all this week on Cross Hope. For years, there was a book on my shelf written by a man by the name of Martin Coe, and it was this title, Your Greatest Power. I remember when I would be looking for another book, I would always bypass that book on that particular shelf. And for years, that stuck in my mind, Your Greatest Power, Your Greatest Power. I wondered, what does that mean, Your Greatest Power? So one day, my curiosity got the best of me. And I pulled the book off the shelf to find out what Martin Coe meant by saying your greatest power. It had nothing to do with money. It had nothing to do with influence. It had nothing to do with authority. He said your greatest power that God has given you is the ability to choose. Your greatest power is the ability to decide. Do you realize the decisions you made just to be here today? You got up, you made a decision to get up, you made a decision about what to eat, if you ate anything. Some of you don't eat breakfast. That's your choice. That's your decision. Some of you maybe came a different way to church this morning because you always go the certain way, but you say, let's go a different way today. You made a choice. You made a decision. And everything about life is choice. In fact, one author puts it this way. Everything begins with a choice and a decision. Everything is a choice, and if you choose consciously, you can become the person you want to be and create the life you desire. Now, I agree with that to a degree. I'm not into this idea that whatever you can dream of, it can happen. I do believe the Lord does fulfill dreams that we have as individuals, as families, in churches. But I don't believe the idea that whatever my mind can conceive, it can achieve, because I don't know if you're willing to admit it, but I've conceived some pretty crazy things in my lifetime. And so have you. I've conceived of some pretty stupid ideas, and so have you. So I don't agree with the idea that whatever my mind can conceive, it can achieve. However, I do believe we have the power to choose. This author went on to say, you can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable. You can choose to live a dormant life, or you can choose to create consciously the life that you do desire. You can choose to avoid life, or you can choose to love it and enjoy it. You can choose to be a victim of your past, or you can choose not to let it jeopardize your present or your future. You can choose to feel anger about your past events, people, or you can choose to take responsibility, forgive, and let go. And then her last one is this, you can choose to give and contribute, or you can choose not to. We all have the power to choose. You say, what is that leading up to? Today, I'm going to talk to you about the greatest choice that you ever have made, are making, or will make in your life, and it was presented by Joshua 3,000 years ago to the people of Israel. When Joshua is 100 and some years old, he's giving his final address to the nation, and his ultimate message is this, decide. Choose this day, right now, whom you're going to serve. If it's God, then serve God. If it's pagan gods, serve them. Well, since this is the last message in a 13-week series from the book of Joshua, I thought this is a good time to tell you, if there's any message that you've missed on this Joshua series, you do know you can go to our national website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you may have missed or to find out how you can be a part of this ministry.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.